Tim Ferriss presents Vagabonding, an uncommon guide to the art of long-term world travel, written and performed by Rolf Potts. Text copyright 2003 by Rolf Potts. Production copyright 2013 by Tim Ferriss Audio.
This is Tim Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, speaking. Many people don't realize that before The 4-Hour Workweek, I traveled the world for a year and a half, starting in 2004, and that really formed the basis for many of the lessons learned that went into The 4-Hour Workweek. And as I traveled, I had next to nothing. It was one suitcase, one backpack, and only two books. One of those books was Walden by Henry David Thoreau, of course. And the other book was Vagabonding, an uncommon guide to the art of long-term world travel by Rolf Potts. I still have that copy. It's actually right in front of me. And I still read 2 to 3 books a week. But Vagabonding is still in my top 10 list. This is because one incredible trip, especially a long-term trip, can change your life forever. Vagabonding teaches you how to travel for the rest of your life. Tim Cahill, author of Hold the Enlightenment, and an incredibly well-known and well-respected travel writer himself, has said of Vagabonding, quote, "I think this is the most sensible book of travel-related advice ever written," end quote. Certainly high praise, and I think well-deserved. In my own dog-eared copy of Vagabonding, I have notes on practically every page, underlinings, highlights, etc., that range from the tactical, how to pack intelligently, what to bring, what not to bring, where to go, to the philosophical, the Upanishads, how to slow down after a lifetime of rushing and caffeine. I also have a wish list of dream destinations on the inside cover, and that includes Stockholm, Prague, Paris, Munich, Berlin, Amsterdam. The list goes on and on and on. Using the tips that Rolf knows so intimately, and that you'll learn in this book, I check them all off. Some of them, for 2 to 3 months at a time, I was able to explore at my own pace with no rushing. Everything in Vagabonding works. This book changed my life completely, and I wish the same for you. Enjoy the adventures. May you have many of them.
Vagabonding, noun. 1. The act of leaving behind the orderly world to travel independently for an extended period of time. 2. A privately meaningful manner of travel that emphasizes creativity, adventure, awareness, simplicity, discovery, independence, realism, self-reliance, and the growth of the spirit. 3. A deliberate way of living that makes freedom to travel possible. The epigram is from Walt Whitman's Song of the Open Road. "Alons, the road is before us. It is safe. I have tried it. My own feet have tried it. Be not detained. Let the paper remain on the desk unwritten and the book on the shelf unopened. Let the tools remain in the workshop, let the money remain unearned. Let the school stand, mind not the cry of the teacher. Let the preacher preach in his pulpit, let the lawyer plead in his court, let the judge expound the law. Camarado, I give you my hand, I give you my love more precious than money. I give you myself before preaching or law. Will you give me yourself? Will you come travel with me? Shall we stick by each other as long as we live?"